Howdy, Hillsboro. Welcome back, all you sons of guns. Thank you for joining us here at 97.9 The Hill. It is Sunday, and you know what we're doing. We're here partying, talking to folks about Hillsboro, the number one best borough, better than all of them. My name is Eric. I am a crime novelist and bartender. I'm here hanging out with my partner in crime, Alexis Bravos, the massage therapist and fellow bartender. How you doing, Alexis?
I am excellent today, Eric. I think that might be the first time you've actually just said my name like a regular person.
I practiced it all weekend in front of the mirror.
Alexis, Alexis, Alexis. Did I appear and like covered in blood?
Yeah, as soon as I turned off the light, there you were, just screeching in that shrill voice.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, I am super hungry for a pupusa.
A what?
A pupusa.
Huh?
A pupusa. Mm. And so, Eric, we've met at Samantha's Pupusas here on Highway 70, the only place in Hillsboro, I believe, to get pupusas, which are a delicious El Salvadoran food.
Yeah, and every time you get them, the fella asks you, do you want a whole lot of spicy or a little bit spicy? And me, I like a whole lot of spicy.
Oh, I know you do, baby. All right, let's sit down and wait for our food. Oh, I see someone we know, though. Should we say hi?
I don't know. I'm a little shy.
It's our friend Holly Friday, or Miss Friday if you're nasty.
What is up? How you doing?
Oh, hello, friends. I'm doing so well.
What you here to get at Samantha's pupusas?
I'm a big fan of the Picadillo de Reyes. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but it doesn't matter when I'm eating it, so.
I think that's right, but I wouldn't know either.
It's delicious either way.
So, Holly, can we ask you some questions about what you do here in Hillsboro?
Absolutely.
Awesome. You do a lot of things, but among them are, I'm not sure I'm going to say this right, but camgirling? Is that how you would say?
Absolutely.
The thing that you do?
Yes. Okay. Some people would refer to it as a webcam model.
Okay.
When you're telling someone what you do and you say webcam model, it doesn't give a ton of information necessarily. But essentially, yes, webcam modeling.
Okay. And when did you start doing that?
It's going to be 11 years in October.
Dang.
That I have been doing this particular job.
That is a good long time. I know that during the like height of the pandemic, because we're still in it, I was reading and hearing lots of stories on the news about people like starting to do cam work as a way to make income from losing their jobs or just because everyone was stuck at home and,
exactly,
you know, needed to express certain things or like, you know, like make connections with someone, basically.
Yes, indeed.
What did you think about that? Because you'd already been doing it for so long.
I found it was very nice to kind of have a captive audience, if you will, with the pandemic. Many people, even if they were able to work their normal jobs, were working from home, which would open them up to lunch break times for viewing and playing and tipping, hopefully. I think it's a great profession to try if you're confident enough and you know don't have any fear about it. I did see a lot of new people trying. Some people came and went. Some people came and they're still doing it. I just think it's a great resource that maybe not a lot of people even know is an option.
I was actually going to ask you about the concept of self-confidence, like if doing the work that you do has altered the way that you think about like body image, confidence, sense of self.
It absolutely has. I have to be honest in that I still get very big butterflies right before I press the broadcast button. I will self-doubt right up until that very moment. Sometimes you just got to kind of work through that. And so I've found that faking it till you make it with confidence is often a great strategy to really feel emboldened and empowered.
Yeah, well, I think getting nervous is a sign that you're probably going to do a great job, maybe? I mean, I think a lot of, what you do is performative.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of performers, get really nervous before they go on stage or, you know, get behind a camera or
Indeed.
Whatever.
Indeed. What I've also learned, I feel that all bodies are beautiful, and I've really learned that it's not a one-size-fit-all sort of thing in terms of desire or what people want to see or what people, you know, are willing to tip for. Mm-hmm. And it's just sort of opened my eyes to all the different beautiful things that are out there.
Sure. Well, we just jumped into this conversation, and I realized that we didn't necessarily define what exactly it is a cam girl or a web model does.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes. Yeah, so there are different types of websites that you can work on. Some of them allow nudity in a public forum. Some of them require that you actually go to a private show where the viewer is paying per minute to see you nude. For my particular website, it's very much just an open, I open the chat room, we all hang out. It feels very much like you're at your favorite bar. It's a lot of talking to myself sometimes about certain topics and just trying to get people to engage. But it's really, really super fun. But my particular site is a free-to-watch, pay-to-play sort of
deal. Okay. So are they paying by the minute? So you're trying to keep them in the chat room?
They are not paying by the minute, okay, per se. They do have the option to take me private and pay by the minute. Mm-hmm. Things get spicier then, of course.
Sure.
But oftentimes we'll set a goal for the whole chat room. And it's like, you know, in this many tokens, we're going to open the bottle of wine. It's not always, you know, taking off a piece of clothing necessarily. It could be we're going to do a naked handstand. It's really the world is your oyster because you make up your own topics.
Yeah.
It's very, very freeing in that way.
Well, I know I'm sure you've gotten a lot of very interesting requests, probably some of which we can't mention on the radio.
Indeed.
But I'm wondering if you've gotten any just like very sort of like regular or banal requests, like just like read a book in front of me or like sweep your floor or something like that.
Absolutely. Most often it's let's watch a football game.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
So we will together, the two of us or three of us, however many people wish to participate, we'll sit down and we'll watch a football game together. Sometimes we'll watch an old movie together and comment over top of it in a very annoying fashion. But just sort of, you know, hanging out types of things. One of my most fun requests is just show me all your lingerie.
Which like is wearing it or just busting it out?
Like wearing it, like putting it on, taking it off slowly. Let me watch you do your makeup. That's a fun one. And the most fun, personally for me, is someone who has an ignoring fetish where they really just want you to ignore them. So you just sit there and do what you want, play on your phone, you know, floss your teeth, whatever you want to do. Those
an
people
ignoring
exist.
Ignoring fetish, that's a...
Yes. For instance,
I'm going to try that with you, Eric.
You do it all the time. You do it all the time.
So, you know, they want to maybe buy your phone number and then have you completely ignore them.
Wow.
Which is, you know, an amazing way to work, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, we are actually, this segment has just flown by, so
no,
we need to
kidding. No
take
kidding.
A break. And if we still have a sponsor...
Well, yeah, well, our pupusas are on the way, so why don't we just choke these down real quick and then come right back. So y'all stick around a second. We'll be right back here because we're gonna ask Alexis some questions. How's that sound?
Sounds perfect.
Sweet.
Every weeknight at 6 p.m., 97.9 The Hill gets live and local. It's the very best of the Chapel Hill music scene, from yesterday's classics to the great songs of today.
Wanna be a stranger again.
It's Live and Local, the best in local music, every weekday at 6 on 97.9 The Hill. And stream us live from anywhere on chapelboro.com.
Na, 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 na. Na, na, na.
I never say it to your satisfaction. Eric always gives me a look. I just can't do it the way you do it. Hmm. Anyway, welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro. My name is Alexis Bravos, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Pruitt.
Sup?
We are at Samantha's Pupusas, where we ran into our good friend, Miss Friday, Miss Holly Friday.
Hello, hello.
And we're getting ready to answer some advice questions from the pickle jar on the bar at Yonder. If you have your own questions, you can come in and get a drink and fill out a slip and jam it right into the pickle jar.
Just stick it in there.
Stick it in. Or, if you want to be anonymous about it, you can look up chapelboro.com/Howdy Hillsboro, and there is an anonymous internet form there.
Stick it in there.
Stick it in. Holly, do you want to help me answer some advice questions?
Absolutely.
All right. Dear Alexis, I've been in an abusive relationship for the past 6 months. He's isolated me from my close friends and family. How do I find the strength to leave on my own? This is a very serious question, and I don't have all the answers. I think when it's time to go, you know, and sometimes you leave and come back, and sometimes that happens multiple times. But I think you know when it's really time, and if you need help, there are multiple places you can reach out to. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. If you're in the Triangle area, particularly in Chapel Hill, the Compass Center for Women and Families is a great place to get resources to help you out financially, to give you a safe place to stay, help for your children. And their phone number is 919-968-4610. If you are in an emergency, you can call 911 or call the Town of Chapel Hill Crisis Unit. They are counselors who are trained to respond to emergency situations like domestic violence. And their number is 919-968-2806. I know I just gave a lot of information out. What do you think, Holly Friday?
I would love to say reach out to someone that you trust. Sometimes just putting it in words with a trusted source can start your journey to healing. And be strong. Know you're not alone. And reach out to someone that you trust.
Yeah, that's super important, is feeling like you can talk to someone about it.
Sometimes secrets make it so much worse.
Yeah, totally. That's a great answer. Thank you. All right, let's move on. Well, here's another very silly question. Dear Alexis, do I have chlamydia? And how do I know?
Oh.
Dear listener, I cannot evaluate over the radio whether or not you have chlamydia, although I am an amateur gynecologist. But a lot of times chlamydia doesn't have any symptoms at all. So if you are questioning your status, I would just, you know, do the simplest thing you can do. Go get an STI test. If you are having pain, that can mean a lot of things. Again, just go to the doctor. I don't know. I'm not your doctor.
I'm a huge advocate for people knowing their status, and I know a lot of people who go every 6 months just for peace of mind. There should be no shame in that whatsoever, and you can often get low-cost or no-cost tests at family planning centers.
Yeah, ain't no shame in the game.
Hey,
Eric?
If it itches, don't scratch it.
But definitely use protection.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's crucial. And I should have mentioned that, too. All right. Let's see. Let's move on. Dear Alexis, my husband is a huge flirt, but he doesn't mean anything by it. However, women believe he is sincere and get their hopes up. Now, isn't that cruel?
Let me see that handwriting.
Nope, actually, I don't recognize it.
No, it's not her.
There's a lot to unpack in this question. First of all, how do you know he doesn't mean anything by it? Is that what he's told you? Women believe he is sincere and get their hopes up. How do you know their hopes are up? I mean, are they trying to call him? Are they contacting him on social media? And then isn't that cruel? I don't know the answer to that. I mean, only these women could answer that. But yeah, it's the whole thing's a bit creepy to me. What do you think?
And I guess my other question would be, is this his standard personality? Oftentimes people can be outgoing and they get misinterpreted as flirts. Is this something that's recently changed and you've started to notice this about your husband and that's why you feel it's cruel? Or is this sort of just how he comes off and some people might misinterpret that?
Yeah, I think the now isn't that cruel, and there's two question marks there, is a bit judgmental. And my, like, feeling, my instinct is that this woman, the wife, is really upset by this behavior and is sort of masking it and, like, feeling bad for these other women.
Agreed.
Yeah, and I think flirting is just natural part of socializing.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but flirting is harmless and maybe, you know, paramount to being a human.
Yeah, I guess it depends how far you take it and if you're making someone uncomfortable.
Right. And where do we draw the line at friendly and flirting? Mm-hmm. Because, sorry, I often feel like if I open my mouth to talk to any man, he misconstrues that as flirting. So I just wonder if this could be the same type of situation, but reversed in there.
That is a very
dynamic.
Good point. And also, as bartenders, we are basically flirting with everyone to make tips, you know.
You're paying attention.
Indeed.
I do a fair amount of flirting.
Well, I would say in this situation, though, it's like what I get, the advice I give in many of these questions, and that's it. It sounds like these two people need to have a third person in their relationship. So.
And also, flirting is really, that's the what I do for my work. So This husband might actually make a very good webcam model himself.
Mm. Yeah, so here's your advice. Invite someone into your marriage and become a webcam model. You're welcome.
I think we got this, Holly.
All right. Well, it looks like we are again out of time in our segment, so we are going to
take a brief break. My whole lot of spicy, by the way, is a whole lot of spicy, so I'm going to need to wash this down with one of those tasty jarritos over there. Can I get y'all anything while I'm up?
A horchata, please.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. All right. So y'all hang on. We'll be right back. The pages in between. My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold. Angel is the centerfold. My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. Angel is the centerfold. Your hometown radio station, 97.9 The Hill, where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Howdy, Hillsboro.
That was excellent. That was y'all. That was Miss Holly Friday just tearing it up there on the Howdy Hillsboro here on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Eric Pruitt. I'm with Alexis Bravos. We're here with Holly Friday, and we're hanging out at Samantha's Papooses. How y'all doing?
I'm good. I'm pretty full, but I'm still going to go for some of those baked goods that Samantha is so good at and well known for.
Oh, the scones. The scones are everything. That's right in the world.
Yeah. I'm going to get me a big piece of cake. So, Holly, how long have you lived in Hillsboro?
I have lived in Hillsboro for a little over 9 years now.
So what are some of your favorite places to go? Where would you take an out-of-town guest?
I would absolutely visit Yonder. I do feel like there have been a lot of really great events there recently and lots of really good live music. But actually, just a couple of days ago, I visited one of the oldest cemeteries in Hillsborough for the first time. And I spent an hour and a half in there, and it was just beautiful and amazing. And you could sort of tangibly feel the history beneath your feet. So I would definitely recommend, as creepy as that sounds, a cemetery tour.
Is it the one behind the church?
Indeed, yes.
Looking at a goth, you know that, right?
I love that.
I think they have like a couple of signers of the Declaration of Independence, I believe.
And I think, yeah, there's at least one.
You know, we had three of them. Two are dead. The other recently retired as mayor, Tom Stevens. Yeah, that place is cool.
Amazing. Do we have time for a couple more advice questions?
Yas, queen.
All right. I'm going to actually ask one of my own, just out of curiosity. Dear Alexis, that's me. But it's directed towards you, Holly. Dear okay. Holly, what's your advice for someone who wants to start doing cam work?
My advice... first of all, congratulations. You're one of very few. My advice would be just to sort of know what you're getting into before you take the full plunge. As we all know, things on the internet are there forever. And so just being comfortable with the fact that even though this is not something you're maybe sharing with people in your real world circle currently, at any given moment, people can and will find out this is your profession or this is a job that you've done. Not everybody is as accepting as maybe I feel they should be. So you just have to be prepared for that. But sort of knowing what you're getting into, definitely reading the contract where it says they own your image basically into perpetuity. So just know, you know, when you're 95, your pictures might still be floating around out there. Now, for me, I hope that I'm going to look back very fondly and say, yes, just look at that. So just really knowing sort of what kind of step you're taking, because it's a real big one that you can't get out of. After it's done.
Yeah. Well, that's great advice. Let's ask another one. Dear Alexis, does a married man ever leave his wife for his mistress? Asking for a friend. Well, yeah. I think it happens all the time. But I don't think that you should get into an affair with a married man expecting him to leave his wife. And by the way, you probably shouldn't do that at all, in my opinion. But, you know, things happen. Life is short. And, yeah. So, yes, the answer is yes. They do leave their wives, but don't expect it.
Right.
Holly, what do you think?
And also, you know, I just would be wary of hearing only one side of something, where I feel if you're in an affair with a married person, you could be being told, you know, we've been apart for this long, or even we're separating, we're getting a divorce, and you might not know the full truth to that statement. So I would just be cautious with that. But I would suggest, you know, be genuine, love with your whole heart. Maybe that's not the greatest circumstance to get yourself into. If it's a marriage and there's not an opening for a third person, that's a tough spot to be in.
And there's also the flip side of that, where you're dating someone and then 10 months later you find out that they have a wife and kids.
Yes.
That happens. More often.
More often than we'd like to talk about.
Exactly. Eric?
I'm not leaving my wife for a mistress. No. And my mistresses know that.
I mean, you have Lana.
Yeah. She listens to this show.
And she's the best.
Yes.
All right. Me. I think we have time for one more question. And this is one that if you've listened to the show, I can't believe you're even asking this. Dear Alexis, if you're looking to get a pet, do you recommend cats or dogs and why?
Sure.
Looking for a detailed argument on each. Thanks. Hmm. Well, maybe I haven't talked about this since the WHUP days, but I have to say, if you knew me, you would know that I am anti-cat, 100%.
I think it's gone beyond like fetish into phobia, like, for you.
Well, they have the parasite that takes over your brain.
They
control you.
They do. No one talks about
Eric,
this.
Your cat controls you.
No, this is, y'all are turning this into like Alex Jones and stuff.
Well, there's just no way to know if a person has this parasite until after they die. You have to actually get into the brain to see if the parasite is
when
there.
When we exhume you and do an autopsy on your brain, then I'll have the final say.
Y'all need to stop talking about this stuff right now. All right? Right meow. Y'all stop this.
But I will say, I am a dog person.
Same.
You know, no shade to cats, although I did just throw a lot of shade. I love dogs. They are sweet. They know when you're upset. They are by your side. There's a reason why they call them people's best friend.
And you're saying the cats have the parasite.
The cats do have the parasite. And also, many cats that I've met, I feel they just tolerate the humans. They're just sort of tolerating the fact that we're there. And I feel many of them are constantly planning their escape.
Clean my poopy box, human slave.
Indeed.
That's the voice of the typical cat. All right. Well, I think we are out of time for the week. Thank you so much, Holly Friday, for joining us at Samantha's and chatting with us.
Thank you so very much for having me.
This has been a kick. I hope you will enjoy it. You will join us again. And
if you're still listening.
Yeah, if you're still listening. And that goes for all of y'all, man. Like, thank y'all for hanging out. Thank y'all for listening. And what y'all say we do this again next Sunday? What? Huh? How about that?
If I feel like it.
Yas, queen. Let's do this. We'll see y'all later.